what's up, After Buzzers? We are so excited because we have a new football show for you here on After Buzz Sports. It is the NFC Eats Reactions and Updates, so hang tight with us.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It sounds a little weird to hear this on a Tuesday. I'm like, what game is starting?
It's unnatural.
I'm like, give me my beer, the Cowboys are on. I need something to take away the nerves really quick. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome in. Again, this is AfterBuzz Sports' new football show we got going for you, all about the NFC East. It is called the NFC East Reactions and Updates. We got four panelists on the way. We have three right now. We have the Cowboys fan of the house. My name is Jenna Bussier. We got Josh for the Giants, Steve for the Eagles, and D'Angelo, who, just like the Redskins, is a little late to the party. He's a little bit of a slow starter, but once he gets here, I'm sure you know he'll pick it up.
Yeah, eventually. Yeah. And so, if not, there's always next year.
Right, always for the Redskins.
Always.
Again,
my name is Jenna Bussier. You can find me on Twitter at @Jenna_Bussier. And Josh?
I'm Josh Rodriguez. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @Josh_Rodriguez_. Let's go, Giants.
And I'm Steve Kaufman. You can find me on Twitter at Steve Kaufman. That is KAUFMANN. Fly, Eagles, fly.
So, unlike my other two co-hosts, who it makes perfect sense for them to be a fan of their team because they are from that geographical area, I am one of those really annoying Cowboys fans. I apologize in advance. You can already hate me.
I hate
Guess
people
where
like
I'm
you.
From. Not Texas. It's New Jersey.
Oh!
So, I'm sorry, but I hate the Giants. And,
oh my God.
I know.
You actually, you grew up in between where Steve and I grew up.
Yes.
Like we were middle. Actually just talking about this, and I think it's funny as the resident supporter of the Cowboys, you can also represent what we probably dislike the most about Cowboys fans.
That's what I'm saying. It makes zero sense, but at the same time, it makes all the sense in the world or in America because it's America's team. So
don't worry, I'm a Manchester.
We're
not anymore.
Everywhere. I
not
know
anymore.
It. It's annoying. I know how awful I am.
I'm a Manchester United fan, so it's the same exact thing. Just across the.
They're the Cowboys.
They are the. Yeah. Well, they're the. I think they're the most popular franchise in sports, and then the Cowboys are behind them.
So
Yankees.
Call me Cowboys a front runner, call me whatever, but we're going to get back on the bandwagon after this bye week. And D'Angelo is from D.C. as well, so he will be your resident Redskins fan when he gets on in here. So, you guys, New Yorker, Philly, so it makes sense for you guys. Josh, should we start with you?
Yeah,
I mean, the Giants won their first game this week.
Oh my God.
Are you back?
No, we're not back.
Are you making a turnaround?
We're not making a turnaround. Do not be fooled by that game. I think that was more about the Broncos. Steve was saying that earlier off camera. I think it was more about the Broncos just not showing up to play and taking the Giants for granted. The Giants are not a good football team right now by any means whatsoever. Their defense has underperformed this year. Eli has not looked good, and McAdoo's play calling has been terrible, which I'm glad he gave the play calling up this weekend. They looked a little better, even without Odell and their top four receivers. But I think it was more about Denver just not showing up than the Giants actually making a turnaround.
Yeah, absolutely. And why was Ben McAdoo ever in charge of all of the offensive calls anyway?
Well, because they brought him over here to be an offensive coordinator. He was an offensive coordinator for 2 years with Tom Coughlin, and Eli posted some really good numbers with him around. I think a lot of it had to do with Odell Beckham as well. And so when he took over the reins, I think it made sense. I was the offensive coordinator. I worked with Aaron Rodgers. I made Eli a little better, so let me make the play calls, but it just wasn't working out.
And who would have thought, so going into this game, Denver had the number one defense against the rush. I think they were only allowing an average of 50 yards per game of running yards allowed. And the Giants, who have one of the notoriously worst run games in the league.
Yeah.
How do you, so even.
You can't even, the offensive line is awful. They made a couple adjustments this week. They played a little better. Actually, it was the best game from the offensive line that I've seen in about 2 years from the Giants, which is weird because you're right. Denver's been shutting everyone down. And when I see not just like average running backs, like they shut down Zeke. Who else did they shut down? They shut some superstar running backs. And for Orleans Darkwa, who's basically the backup.
I was just going to say.
Are you kidding me?
He sounds like Lord Farquaad from Shrek. Like, what is...
Yeah.
I think there were multiple moments in that game where he was looking back like, wait, they didn't catch me?
Right. There was a hole to run through?
How am I 10 yards?
Yeah. I mean, it made no sense. I mean, I like Darkwa better than Paul Perkins, who's second-year player from UCLA. Paul Perkins doesn't really make anybody miss. He goes down on first contact. He's... honestly, one of the worst running backs in the NFL, to me at least, starting wise.
Wow.
So getting Orleans Darkwa in there was nice, but to make that much of a drastic difference was,
yeah.
Like I said, I just think Denver didn't come to play.
And 117 yards in the day for him, right?
Yeah.
And Zeke gets 9.
Yeah.
Ezekiel Elliott,
yeah.
One of the best in the league, gets 9 on the Denver's defense. No one saw this coming.
Right.
I think a different Denver showed up Sunday night, but I think you're actually discounting the Giants a little bit.
Why so?
I think we did see something from them on the defensive side, at the very least, to really show that they paid attention to what Denver was doing. Whether they showed up and did it well that day is to be seen, but they definitely showed up and actually, like, none of those plays were gimme. Like, the defense played hard and actually forced the turnovers that made the game.
Right.
And pretty much demoralized Denver, and I think part of it was to be down 10-0, then 10-3, and then, correct me if I'm wrong, I was doing a show here in the middle of that game, but I want to say it went 17-3 before the half.
Mm-hmm. Pick six.
It was a pick six. Like, that's very demoralizing.
Yes.
That I think it was less about the team that showed up and more about how the team dealt with being 17-3 at the half against a winless team.
Right.
The winless team versus a lossless team.
Right.
And how they felt, and they just felt so demoralized that they just couldn't come back.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Giants' defense is their strong point. I mean, last year was their bread and butter. This year was supposed to be as well. And they haven't played terrible, but I mean, Eli Apple has regressed this year for whatever reason. They're picking on him. Jenkins, they started picking on Jenkins all year up until last game where he finally stepped up. He had a pick six, and he did his job. But it's just that I don't know what's going on. Dominic Rogers-Cromartie left practice, got suspended for leaving practice. Mm. There seemed like a lot of turmoil going on.
I was going to ask you about that. It seemed like he kept getting
in arguments with McAdoo, and they couldn't get on the same page. So McAdoo suspended him, but it does look like he is going to be back, and he will be against Seattle.
He just got reinstated.
Exactly.
I guess it was for one
so
game.
So that lasted long.
Yeah, and you know, when that happens, when you so find out as a Giants fan, you're 0-5, this is before the Denver game, DRC leaves practice, he gets suspended. You're like, what is going on? Does McAdoo even have the team? And if McAdoo can't even get the offense going, which is supposed to be his specialty, why is he even the coach anymore? And listen, I'm not going to go crazy after one game. I don't think McAdoo's job is still safe. I think he should be on the hot seat, to be honest with you.
Oh, absolutely.
So I know it's one bad season, and he went 11-5 last year, but this offense has been putrid for 2 years. The only time they got anything going even last year is if Odell made a big play.
And it's only his second season as head coach.
Yeah.
So do you think after the season it's too early to make a head coaching change?
That's the thing. If you lose your team, if you're a general manager and you see that someone loses the team, you have to recognize that and then make a change. Because it makes no sense having a coach if he doesn't have his team involved and incorporated with anything. Because
head coaches have no shot anymore. It's like, I feel like they're in such a tight microscope. If you're not going to the Super Bowl in your first, like, 3 years, there's talks about you being on the chopping block.
Well, that's
at least.
True.
It's like we're too hard on them almost.
I agree with you on that. But if you see that the players respond to the coach and they're trying hard for that coach, almost like a Jason Garrett. Like, what has he done for you guys? I don't think he's a good coach. I really don't think. I don't think he's a bad coach. I think he's very average. Like, he's just there.
Yeah, I don't want to talk bad about the Cowboys.
Yeah, he's just the guy standing on the sidelines with headphones on. He doesn't really do anything for me. But apparently, no one really has beef with him. So therefore, Jerry Jones never found a reason to fire him. If that makes any sense.
Yeah. Well, Jerry likes his guys, and he's loyal to his guys. No matter. Yeah. I mean, 9 playoffs that Tony Romo has been to, and won 2 playoff games. I mean. He's loyal to his people. So Jason Garrett hasn't obviously done much, but he's keeping his staff in order because he likes who he likes.
Right.
I mean, I'm not a part of the organization, so maybe I can't speak on it. But anyway, welcome our Redskins fan.
D'Angelo!
Wanted to call you D'Angelo Hall. Is that okay with you?
I'm going to be like the Redskins, you know, hopefully we'll come at the right time. We'll just at the right time. And that's why you're the man, Josh. This is the only time I'll ever handshake anyone else in this division. Especially you. I'm sorry, you're a Cowboys fan. That's the end of this friendship.
We probably hate you more than anybody in this panel.
The thing is, I just like the Eagles the most. And the Giants are actually up there, too, just because I'm from New Jersey. Again, doesn't make sense. But being around all my family are all Giants fan. Being around so many people trash-talking at school, it's when you're in Jersey, it's like you're either Giants or Eagles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the occasional Cowboys fan, we just get it from all angles.
Yep.
So no you guys Jets fans. The most.
Well, but
there's some. Well, okay. This is the NFC.
I actually do want to point out something I noticed when I was at AT&T Stadium for WrestleMania. So it was 2 WrestleManias ago. And they ran out of souvenir WrestleMania cups. I collect souvenir WrestleMania cups. If you're going, get a cup.
Get it.
I know, like, sure. And they ran out of cups, and I waited in line in concessions, and they were like, we're out of the WrestleMania souvenir cups, but can I interest you in a Dallas Cowboys souvenir cup?
To yes! which
I, to Bro, which well, I said,
no.
to which I said, I'm from Philadelphia.
How dare you?
Yeah, like how dare you? Yeah.
Hey guys, just gotta interject. It's Levi's Stadium. AT&T is Giants. I'm a Niners fan. I gotta put that out there.
No, wait, I'm talking about Cowboys Stadium.
He's talking about Cowboys.
But for WrestleMania, was at Levi.
Three WrestleManias ago was at Levi. I'm talking about the WrestleMania after that.
Got it.
If
sorry.
Yeah, great.
Sorry.
I cannot let him get away.
Sorry.
I know. I love it. I appreciate it.
I'm sorry.
But if you went to Jerry World, you would know it was
WrestleMania's got real confusing because this was WrestleMania Star, not to be confused with WrestleMania Play Button, or not to be confused with most recently WrestleMania Sun.
I'm really confused.
No.
I stopped watching the wrestling.
But look at the logos. They stopped using a number. They stopped using a number. It's a whole thing.
You hate the Cowboys. I found out
that I hated the Cowboys, whereas a bona fide Cowboys fan didn't even register to me. It didn't even register to them that the Eagles exist.
That makes sense.
It's actually a very one-sided rivalry. It's a one-sided rivalry.
I can say that the Eagles are the team I dislike most. I think
usually the Redskins are the forgotten ones because we've been
You are absolutely the forgotten ones.
Yeah,
definitely the forgotten ones.
We hate everybody. Yeah. I don't get it.
Except for this year. Some people are higher on us, and I'm confused on why people are higher.
Really? I have more faith in your team than you do this season.
You do.
I drafted like half your team in my fantasy team. Well, that hasn't been working out too
great. Did you get Jordan Reed?
No, I took Jameson Crowder. Okay. We'll get into that. Okay, let's finish up on the Giants because we're getting all over. So now 1-5.
Congrats.
Congrats. So Super Bowl bound or first pick in the draft?
I'm hoping first pick in the draft. Listen, okay. Eli's getting old. Yeah. We have to recognize this. Mm-hmm. We drafted a quarterback in the last draft, and I've never seen him play. I don't really follow college like that, so I don't know. But if you have a chance to get like a Sam Darnold or a Josh Rosen, then go for it. I mean, we're going to suck. We suck. 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 Just suck. Eli's old. He's old. Let's be honest right now. He's old.
Yeah, he's old.
And he's starting to suck.
You know what's going to happen. You're going to go 7-9.
Stop it.
You know, that's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, we're going to win six straight, go 6-5.
I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
I love it.
It's probably going to happen.
Yeah, but
that would be the worst, actually, to go 6-5 from here.
Imagine they just go on like a full blown 5-game win streak.
You already started the Broncos. I mean, good job.
No, right? Not good job. Not good job.
It's not like you flew out the Jets or something. Or, you know?
I mean, I want a situation where like the Packers went from Favre to Rodgers, where the Colts went from. When the Colts went from Peyton Manning to Andrew Luck. We want something like that as a job because you can't find a quarter. If you can't find a quarterback in this league, you can't win.
And
it's also worth noting that like Eli Manning has probably three more good years in him somewhere else.
Maybe. I mean, I like
else.
Him.
Wow.
Well, he's not. Let's bring
well, because
him to the Chargers.
The Giants, from what you're saying, that they should be playing for the draft, they should be playing for the future. They shouldn't want to pay Eli Manning what he's worth the final 3 years of his
career. That's true. But
they should let him go somewhere else
yes.
and then retire there in 5 years.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that finish this year with Eli, because I think Eli still has a little bit in him, and then have Eli play next year with that rookie, whoever you draft.
He's
going to
get
him.
You guys like a Super Bowl win next year, and you're going to be saying, Eli forever!
I'm a huge Eli
Church
fan.
Church of Eli!
I defend Eli to death. I really do. And I think a lot of the problems they have on offense, a lot of it is not him. A lot of it, most of it is the offensive line.
Absolutely.
And then it's, you know.
And you haven't had a running back in like 4 years.
Exactly. Mm. I mean, we found one this Sunday. Hopefully he stays around.
Wayne Gallum in the week before.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, it's not all on Eli, but, you know, the reality situation is Eli is getting old. And if you can't protect him, he's useless. Yeah.
Also, under your plan, I want Kurt Warner to become quarterback's coach to oversee Eli Manning, who oversees a rookie quarterback. Just to come full circle to his rookie year.
All right, let's move on because we have the whole NFC East to get through. We'll give Steve his 5 minutes to boast and shove it in our faces that the Eagles are top of the – not even just NFC East, NFC in general, 5-1
right now. Big game coming
up. So that was the only piece of news I have.
We're number one.
We're 5-1. We are one of the best teams in the NFL. We are 5-1. We are the best team in the NFC, let alone the NFC East.
Well, box.
Also, Smallwood returned to practice, so there's a good chance he'll make it, especially since he has another day. There's a good chance we'll see him play Monday. He'll actually start Monday. Mm-hmm. Against who are we playing Monday?
I don't know. I think the team in red.
Team in red? The Washington team?
The Washington team.
The Washington R's.
To your point, when the Eagles went 3-0 last season, people were very much like Super Bowl or bust. Super Bowl or bust. The Eagles are the truth. Wentz is my hero. I'm getting tattoos. That wasn't me. Like I was. I thought last year was what it was supposed to be—a rebuilding year. I think this year we have the tools
for Super Bowl.
Why does it always?
Let's talk about it. Let's talk. Okay. Your first NFC East. Yeah. Rodgers is hurt.
That's a very hard word for an Eagles fan. Yeah,
as an objective football fan, I'm looking at this from an NFC standpoint, not even just an NFC East.
Yes.
Rodgers is down. The Vikings don't really have a quarterback right now.
Falcons.
The Panthers don't look legit, and you just beat them at their spot. The Falcons are losing teams they shouldn't be losing to. Why not the Eagles? Honestly, why not? You guys.
Oh, no. If you're asking me why not the Eagles, there's no reason.
Okay.
They're the best team in the NFL, they're the best team in the universe. However, I think the regular season is fairly merit based, whereas the playoffs are the playoffs.
And it'll be his first year, which is a big deal.
Yes, if we go to the playoffs this season, which looks very, very likely, it would be his first playoff.
That means something.
Yeah. And then the playoffs, the single elimination playoffs in the National Football League, are just a completely different beast from anything else.
Yes.
And then he argued that the Super Bowl is a completely different beast from the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So to ask, do you think the Eagles can go to the Super Bowl, is to like ask someone who's 25 and in the Air Force whether they think they can go to the moon.
All right.
I think that's a fair
I
put the Eagles in the
He could be the best Air Force pilot in the world.
Yeah.
Only so many people get to go to the moon.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, you guys got both sides of the ball right now. Like, what's better, your offense or your defense? Honestly, it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Well, your front seven's dope.
Yeah. Our front seven's dope.
But your cornerbacks, I mean, I think you're very susceptible on that end. But
if you're a long game, we lose. Yeah,
if your front seven gets a quarterback, which they're really good at doing, I do think the Eagles are a Super Bowl contender because I think the NFC is wide open.
Put them at the same category as the Chiefs. Yes, these teams are performing the best, but these are two very unproven teams. So when we say, are they the best in the league? I'll say, yeah, sure. But at the same time, Super Bowl contenders, that's a whole different conversation. Mm-hmm. You still put the Patriots in the Super Bowl, even though we haven't seen enough from them to believe that. So
Patriots could be 0-6 right
and
now.
And I'll probably still have them in Super Bowl contenders. There's just a different tier. But to give you some credit, like this start has been a lot more impressive because you've beaten better teams. Last year you had a weaker schedule. So
We definitely had a weaker schedule, and I think it screwed with a lot of people's expectations in the first 3 weeks. Because I remember heading into week one thinking, if we can go 500.
Yeah, yeah.
If we can go 500 with a new coach, new quarterback, like we're in good shape.
You hit the Browns week one. I mean, it's a great situation.
And then we went 3-0, and all anyone could talk about was the Super Bowl. And I'm like, could we get a bye week? Can we,
what happened that season?
But then we wound up being exactly what most Eagles fans would have expected we'd been before the first kickoff.
I think the Panthers game proved a lot. Especially defense, you held them to 71 yards.
I agree.
You guys look great. The Ertz-Wentz connection is through the roof.
Keep going.
It's annoying to watch.
He's enjoying but this.
Honestly, even though you guys are the team that I probably dislike the most, it's like you have to give credit where credit's due.
Great.
Watch you guys. Like, you're a great football team right now.
Great's a very... I don't think there's a great team in the NFC. I think there are a lot of good teams in the NFC. And I think with Rodgers going down, it makes it wide open.
Okay.
Even though the Cowboys, I hate to say this, even though I think the Cowboys are struggling right now, I do think at their best, I think the Cowboys are better than the Eagles.
At their best.
Yes.
But we won't see that for 6 weeks.
Maybe.
We'll get to the Cowboys.
My bad, I'm jumping.
If you miss like an hour of the whole Ezekiel Elliott update situation, you miss everything.
Yeah,
so there's always something.
I think the state Supreme Court in Texas has to decide on whether or not he gets to play this week, and then the U.S. Supreme Court gets to decide whether he gets to play.
While we're on it, I got a breaking news alert from my NFL app, and I wrote it down. Because I'm not good at the legal jargon, so I'm like, I'm just going to write this down and work for it. So the U.S. District Court grants the temporary restraining order that was put in place from the Players Association in New York. So he is eligible to play against the 49ers on Sunday.
Are we talking about this? Because I just think it's dangerous. It could spill over into the playoffs.
I think it's going to be like a Tom Brady situation where he kept taking it up through the court and somehow, some way, he was able to push it until the following season.
From a very legal standpoint, the NFLPA has a very clear has a very clear case. Compelling argument. Yeah. A very compelling argument of, we're not saying he didn't do what he's alleged he'd done. What we are saying is that the punishment may have been unjust, and we were going through the courts.
Yeah.
And the courts ruled that the punishment may or may not have been unjust, and now the NFL keeps trying. And it's the NFL through the courts versus the NFLPA. And personally, if I were a player, regardless of this exact situation, I would feel very happy the NFLPA was this strong, fighting this strong for the players.
I don't know.
I'm aware.
I think it's
from a purely textbook.
Yeah. Yeah, you're talking
like
about
robotic. Not human.
You're taking emotions away from it. But
saying like a Josh Brown getting one and Zeke getting six is ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. But at the same time, the difference between this and say Tom Brady, we're talking about domestic violence.
Yeah.
And the longer this is, the longer his name is associated with it. I'm just kind of like, bro, just, you're wrong. You're wrong. Take it. There is going to be a punishment for it. Take it and keep it moving. I mean, I can't say that you've learned your lesson if you're continuing to fight something like this in this way.
Also, and the other off-field behavior by Zeke doesn't help his case and his character. So
also, the NFLPA wouldn't be doing this for him unless he was pushing for it.
Yeah. I mean,
just pick up cases like this and try. Like, he's clearly... Yeah. He's clearly lobbying the NFLPA to do this on his behalf.
Yeah. I mean, it might not be just when looking at the past of how the NFL has approached the situations with the length of suspension against other players involved in domestic violence, but actually I'm taking a separate road than a lot of Cowboys fans. A lot of Cowboys fans don't seem to care that these are the allegations and just want him to play. But I think there's these allegations for a reason, and it's taking a step in the best direction from preventing domestic violence at all the NFL continues. So a six-game suspension... I can deal with a losing season or some bad games to take a step in the best direction.
Morally, I think a six-game suspension is very sound.
Yeah.
Legally, I think it's on uncharted, if not rocky waters.
And I hate that we're even getting to the meat of this because it's so back and forth. I mean, you've seen so many conflicting evidence in this case and the text messages that she sent to friends saying, "Lie, you know, can you lie about this? What happened? You don't know if he's guilty. That's the thing you never know. That's
genuinely staying away from the actual nuts and bolts of this story. Yeah. But, like, it's hard to... The emotionless legalese of this, I can understand.
Yeah.
I'm aware most can't. Like, I understand anyone who is like, no, but this happened. How can you possibly take emotion out of that? I understand your point there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, now we're done with the Eagles. Do we have anything else to talk about?
I have one last piece of news.
Oh, do you?
We're top of the NFC, guys. Philadelphia Eagles are top of the NFC.
I think we've said that before. Now you're just being a rude Eagles fan and living up to that stereotype.
What?
What? So I will never go to a game at Lincoln Financial. I've been to FedEx a few times. I think I'm 2-1 at FedEx.
Oh, you've been there? I've probably been there twice, so yeah.
Okay.
You're a Cowboy fan. Yeah, you guys are very successful.
Actually,
my father has gone the one time, the Colt McCoy game that I call it.
Oh, we beat you guys in overtime.
My father was there.
In Dallas?
Yeah,
that game?
Dallas. So we're as a family, we're 1-0.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Okay. As a family.
All right, so we're on to the Skinny Skin Skins.
Hey. Okay, so look, before I talk about my Redskins, you guys have to know, I've been hurt a lot. So I'm very pessimistic.
I know.
I see the pain in your eyes, man.
How you are for the Knicks is how I'm for
Don't get me started on the Knicks. Oh, God.
I'm sorry. So I'll say... I had low expectations, 6-10, 7-9.
You do.
More surprised so far. However, this 49ers game was my benchmark in regards to, okay, have you guys graduated from being able to defeat teams handedly that you should defeat? The answer is no. granted, they won, so I've seen seasons where we just didn't win those games. So there's progress there, but our next few opponents are the Eagles. We have... the Saints coming up, we got the Vikings coming up, we got the Cowboys coming up. So these 5 weeks, this 5 week stretch is really important to me to know, okay, if we survive this, 3-2, even 2-3, and I'm like, okay, we're a quality football team. So that's kind of where I am. I've seen so many different things. I've seen people rank us number 9 in the power ranking, number 7. I don't think we're a top 10 team right now. I haven't seen enough. Terrell Pryor has a lot to prove. Like, we have a lot of question marks. But that's kind of where I am as a Redskins fan so far. Yeah.
That's like very objective.
This is the objective side of
it. Justin Hopkins is not going to be playing against the Eagles.
Yeah, so we lost.
Is that
great
that big of a loss to
he's
you?
A really
because
good kicker.
He almost lost the game this Sunday.
I know he struggled then, but he's been really consistent. But
yeah, you stand by him. I know a lot of Redskins fans are like, it's time. Well, we've had
Kai Forbath, we had Sean Sweezen. We've had some questionable like kickers that have struggled, mm-hmm. and Patch has been good overall. It don't matter to me if this next kicker sucks. But you know what I mean? Like, at least with Dustin Hopkins, I know what to expect. He's usually pretty mm-hmm. good with his long kicks. Mm. It's those ones he should make that's in question. So I will see.
I also think kicker is one of the most difficult jobs in the National Football League.
It's so hard.
Because it's not the physical ability to kick the football through the uprights. I would argue the majority of the team has the physical ability to kick a 30-yard field goal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's the ability to do it under the immense pressure that you're the person whose sole job it is to kick the field goal, to put actual points on the board.
Yep.
That,
I'm more nervous as a person holding it.
Tony Romo.
I gotta catch it.
That's one of my happiest sports memories ever. Can I just say that? One of my happiest sports memories.
He's not even on the team anymore, people. I'll
never live that down.
Let him rest.
As a Giants fan, I think Tony Romo is the most underappreciated player of my generation.
Seriously.
We love Tony Romo. He gives us so many interceptions in late game situations. Oh, man. You have to make to the playoffs like 2 times.
Well, speaking of late game situations, I want to see Kirk Cousins come through in the clutch in a big game.
Yeah, I was going to ask you.
I think that's the big.
He's all in on Kirk, because it doesn't seem like the organization even is at times. 3 years going on with this franchise tag situation, right? Or 2 years that we haven't signed into a long term.
I am all in with Kirk Cousins with the understanding that there is no better alternative.
Kirk is great. He's gotten
better every year. Yeah, he looks really good this year so far. He's even starting to scramble. So I think
he rushed for a touchdown Sunday. What's up?
He was a threat against the Chiefs running the mm-hmm. ball, but. So I think this year he's going to have a great year, and he's going to go to the 49ers.
Oh, my God. I think he's second under Chris Thompson on the run game right now.
Yeah, he is.
And Carson Wentz is running all over the place, too. I looked at his stats today. He has 32 rushing attempts. 32.
That's
what kind of quarterback? And dropping his shoulder, fully getting in there, not even sliding and trying
that.
To catch
him. I'm real pumped for it.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, my God. Well,
Also, growing up in Philadelphia, you get kind of accustomed to a mobile quarterback.
Donovan
Randall,
Vic.
We had Vic for a while.
That's why the Eagles are my least team I hate the least, because of the Michael Vick and Donovan McNabb. I just love those teams.
You're just not around enough Eagles fans to hate them. I mean,
that's brutal. I hate Cowboy fans because
they're brutal.
Cowboy fans in DC.
I went to college
brutal.
By Philadelphia. And
that's what I'm saying.
Hold on. I thought we were here talking about sports.
Sorry, you're right. You're right.
We're just talking about people.
I like you. I like you personally. I like Steve.
So far, we'll see.
Steve. I've done enough shows with Steve to know that he's good too. Steve's good. Yeah.
All right. So the Cowboys had
Let's talk about your Cowboys.
The boys. How they doing?
They had a much, much needed for me and the rest of the faithful fan base this week, a much needed bye week. Hmm. I needed a little break of the high blood pressure on the weekend. Disappointing loss to the Rams. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Heart-wrenching loss to the Packers. Giving Aaron Rodgers a minute and 13. You could give that guy 20 seconds, and it would have been the same outcome.
Your offense
had
the ball for 9 minutes. How much longer can you hold the ball?
Oh, my God. That's what I was thinking, too. Exactly. So much flack on the play calling and scoring the touchdown with the minute 13. And I was thinking, what else are we supposed to do?
Yeah, you're supposed to score.
Keep running. Inch by inch.
Fall down.
And what if we never get a touchdown? You have to score the 7 eventually anyway. You want the points.
You're right.
Okay.
No, you're right.
Cowboy
fans should be more mad at their defense rather than the play calling.
You knew this going into the season, though.
Yes, you did.
This is a new system. We lost so many guys to free agency. These are rookies. These are people that we've picked up on new signings. These are people who are learning and adjusting, and that's we knew going into the season that the defense was going to be the weakest point. And thanks a lot for your Giants week one, making it seem like you were better. it gave us this kind of false sense of identity that, hey, the defense ain't looking too bad. We held the Giants to 3 points. They're supposed to be this dynamic offense.
And 3 points is their season high.
Yeah.
It was week one. Of course it was our season high.
But Sean Lee will be back for the 49ers game. So this is hopefully taking the steps in the best direction. The defense needs to make stops. It needs to make turnovers.
Yes.
We have 7 forced fumbles. We've recovered 2 of them.
Mm. That's just unlucky.
And 2 interceptions, none of them for an aggressive enough run back or no pick six. You know, there's just the stops aren't there.
Right.
So
are you beating the Niners or what?
Oh my gosh.
They're 0-6. They got to win at some point, right?
That was my thing. Yeah. So they're 0-6. They're hungry for the win. How long can they keep going losing? Is it going to happen to us coming off a bye?
Honest opinion, I think the Cowboys smack the crap out of them.
You think?
Yeah. Should.
Yeah.
I think with a chip on our shoulder need something.
Yeah, I mean, you're coming off the bye week. I think you're fresh. I think Dak is incredible to me.
Dak is.
Yeah. He doesn't turn the ball over. The Niners aren't going to turn you over. The type of teams that Dak has trouble with are teams that get to the quarterback pretty quickly and put pressure on him. And the Niners are not. Their defense is actually not that bad, but they're not going to do that.
They play tight games, though. Yeah. They haven't been blown out yet.
I mean, Dak's
kind of good when he sees the blitz coming, though. Yeah. He's good at scrambling out of the pocket.
He struggles against teams like the Giants, like the Vikings. Teams like he'll probably struggle a little bit against the Eagles.
He's going to struggle a lot
if the Eagles front seven, which they probably will.
Oh, they're going to get to him a lot.
Right, because the Cowboys have a good line, but it's not last year's line, so... Mm. A team like the Eagles will struggle against, but a team like the Niners, he's going to be fine. He'll be fine.
Question for you. Is Cole Beasley your best receiver?
Oh, I love Cole. He was our number one receiver last year. I'm actually not sure who is in number one right now. But I know for sure it ain't Terrence Williams either. Oh, it might be Bryce Butler. Bryce Butler's killing it for us.
Bryce Butler.
Okay, so Dak's thing is always kind of finding the unsung heroes.
Yeah.
So this year, Bryce Butler for however many, 2-3 touchdowns. Last year, Cole Beasley. He's good at spreading the ball, but for some reason, him and Dez's connection has not been to the expectations that you would think.
Dez can't get open. That's what it is. He can't beat anybody off of the snap or anything like that. He's not as he's physical, but he's just not as quick as he used to be. He can't create separation. If he can't get open,
The receiving core in general is kind of struggling with getting open, too. We're relying a lot on the run, a lot of Dak running for the first down.
That's fine.
So kind of saving the play on third downs.
Yeah. That's fine. You run the ball, Z, control the clock. There's nothing wrong with that. Dak can throw 20, 25 times a game. You could still win. That's not a big deal.
Because he doesn't turn the ball over.
Yeah. And if Zeke's not there, you just hand it to his lawyer.
How long is that in your bed, Kyle?
Six weeks.
Let me see your wrist. You write that down in pen on your arm?
Okay.
Oh,
but you guys need to drop Terrence Williams. He shouldn't be in the league.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry, Terrence.
you hurt yourself when you said that.
Like, that was me.
I apologize. I enjoy seeing him to drop the ball and not want to get
him. Drop him like he drops the balls. Terrence Williams is like the bane of my existence because he'll drop the ball.
He has some great plays, but
then at the same time, like such clutch touchdowns, such clutch plays sometimes. Like, I don't know if I love you or hate you, but I'm on the fence continuously. You know
Martavis Bryant is on the trading block right now. He's unhappy in Pittsburgh. If you can get someone like him to blow the top off the defense and just create plays with that, it'd be ridiculous. Because Dak doesn't really have a playmaker on offense. It's kind of weird saying that because
Dez has been so good. He can spread the receivers, but it's the difference.
Witten is solid. I think Bryce Butler is a nice like red zone target or big guy to throw to, but he doesn't use him too much. And Dez is not Dez anymore. Beasley's cool in the slot, short patterns, but he doesn't have that guy to like go get it, just run out.
Julio Jones.
Yeah, Martavis can do
so many off the field. I think he'll fit right in.
Exactly.
And if he has someone like that,
the requirement.
Dez Bryant would be open more because they would have to shift to go.
I agree. I think he'd be a great fit with the Cowboys.
Yeah, makes sense.
Speaking as a Philadelphian who had season tickets the year Terrell Owens was there. I think everyone talked about, like, obviously how good Terrell Owens was.
Yeah.
And, like, the year prior, our receivers were kind of garbage. But I think that was also something to be said about, it was still the West Coast offense. Like, all the that entire receiving core had great years under Terrell, had a great year under Terrell Owens.
Yeah.
Because you either double cover Terrell Owens and then hope Todd Pinkston doesn't catch the football.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or Freddie Mitchell or James Thratt.
Freddie Mitchell.
Man, I'm going back on that.
I'm going back, but, like... There's something to be said about a massive...
I think that means we're about out of time.
Great, well... But there's something to be said about
Steve! We're running out of time. Let's do a speed round prediction. Okay. So, New York, Seattle.
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 Seattle. That's just not even fair.
I'm happy the Giants guy said it first. Like, I could...
Seattle and the under.
I almost want to say New York just to play devil's advocate.
They beat the Broncos. You're going 7-9. You got to beat somebody.
D'Angelo, you must stop.
At least 6-10.
You're good against good defenses, apparently. Okay. Philly, Washington.
Philly.
Philly.
Oh, I got to say Washington.
I got Washington, too. Uh-oh. I'm with you. Yay. How long can this train keep steamrolling for?
I think we
got to run out. Just like the 49ers can't.
Philly beats Washington and loses next week.
Okay.
It does beat you guys a lot. I think he's like 4-2.
The Redskins have like had their fair share of having the Eagles' number. So
I agree.
See if this goes.
I still don't see it.
There's no reason you should say the Redskins.
Only because, it's in Philadelphia. If this game was in Washington, I take Washington.
Good point.
I'm completely biased. I'm not going to say
the Redskins. And the lights on bright. Like, the argument for the Philadelphia Eagles to not do well this Monday, the writing isn't not on the wall, just historically for the franchise, that this would be the moment we completely screw it up.
Yeah.
I don't see it. We're a great team.
So
like,
I can't wait. I'm looking forward to
San Phil.
San Francisco, Dallas.
Dallas. Easy.
San Francisco.
Ooh. What?
All right.
I want to join you just out of pure hate. For my brain won't allow me, so Cowboys.
Cowboys.
Right, holla.
Yeehaw.
If you're watching this from the future.
Any other games, primetime games, anything? To go?
Oh, you want
to
do more predictions like that?
Wow, this is fun.
Or we could just be like,
All right, let me
only talk NFC East here, D'Angelo.
No, we can break out a little bit. Okay, let's pull up the Week 7 schedule. I don't have them in my back pocket. Oh, Chiefs, Raiders, Thursday night.
Chiefs.
That's coming up next. Who you got?
Chiefs.
Okay, this one's an easy Is anybody going to say?
Here's the thing. If you would have asked me in the beginning of the season, like I would have been looking forward to this game.
The
so it's just, Derek Carr's not healthy. He's not back. Amari Cooper's, Cooper's looking terrible.
Yeah.
The offense is looking old. It's just not the Raider team that I thought we'd see this year.
Amari Cooper has been a dud for me.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, is it in Oakland?
It's in Oakland.
Raider Nation.
We're going to have to keep ourselves responsible for our, so we can have a little record.
Andy Reid.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All I'm
going to
say is Andy Reid of why Kansas City.
There we go.
Yeah, fair.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going Kansas City as well, because I don't think the Raiders necessarily have it in. Derek Carr. Okay. Derek Carr is back.
Yeah.
But is he fully back? Is he healthy? Amari Cooper.
Nope.
I agree with you. Kind of been flaky, questionable.
What's the Sunday night game?
Sunday night. Yeah, this is Sunday. It's the Super Bowl matchup.
Ooh.
Super Bowl revenge. So we have Falcons, Pats.
I'm going Falcons.
Pats.
Ooh.
That's so hard.
Pats can't stop.
I'm sorry, is it in New England?
Yes.
All right,
Pats.
Yeah, I gotta go Pats.
Patriots cannot stop the passing game. Matt
Falcons
Ryan's going to
Falcons lost to Miami this weekend,
okay.
So Pats.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Matt Ryan's going to have a field day. Field day. They're going
we'll see.
That's a good
Falcons,
game.
Falcons by two touchdowns.
That's a good
Ooh,
Sunday
whoa.
Night game.
Yep, watch.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Watch. Hot take.
I'm going to send you some sports book links.
We made it out of our first show alive without hurting any of each other. So
we'll see what happens after
Monday.
We'll
see how the season keeps going. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, my name is Jenna Bussier. You can find me on Twitter at Jenna_Bussier. And guys, wrap it up.
I'm Josh Rodriguez. You can follow me on Twitter, on Instagram at Josh_Rodriguez. You can also check out my fantasy football podcast, The Flex, on Fantrax Radio. Every Tuesday on Fantrax Radio. Steve.
You guys find me on Twitter almost exclusively. I'm at Steve Kaufman. That is KAUFMANN. I tweet about Eagles games and whatever games and whatever other sporting event that'll
Eagles.
Get me free Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Very important. And I'm D'Angelo. Hit me up on Twitter at D'Angelo TV and at D'Angelo on Instagram. Only hit me up if you're a Redskins fan.
And you guys talk really fast, so I guess I have to learn how to talk really fast too.
Good job.
All right, guys. Peace out. Thank you so much.
Deuces.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.